Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces have seized full control of the Islamic State stronghold of Manbij near the Turkish border. The SDF said its forces were sweeping the city to make sure all the Islamic State militants had fled. The U.S.-backed forces had also freed more than 2,000 civilian hostages whom ISIS had been using as human shields. U.S. and coalition officials have long seen Manbij as a key hub for the Islamic State militants. The foreign ministers of Turkey and Iran have pledged greater cooperation on resolving the Syria crisis despite their differences on the issue. A chief international advisor to Turkey's president says despite differences with Tehran, Turkey is taking a pragmatic approach.
We don't have serious problems between Iran and Turkey. We have various cooperative areas in the region. We only have different foreign policy approaches in the region. That's why from time to time we stand in the different sides. But these are not serious problems will affect Turkish-Iranian relations.
During the foreign ministers' meeting in Ankara, they also agreed to deepen economic cooperation, particularly in the field of energy. A hacker who has taken credit for two breaches of U.S. Democratic Party organizations released personal information of nearly 200 lawmakers Friday. The release of personal contact information seems relatively harmless, but lawmakers are concerned that this hack may mean their personal emails could be accessed. And the United Nations Security Council has authorized the deployment of an additional 4,000 troops to South Sudan. South Sudan's government has said it would accept the new troops, but has voiced opposition to the troops being under UN command. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says